All right, you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 137. And while you're turning there, thank you, preacher, for an opportunity. I get to preach a lot Friday nights at Seven Pillars, but it's always different with a larger crowd, a different place. So I appreciate the opportunity. And talk tonight about defeat. Just come back from this Youth Ablaze. This thing on?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? How you turn it on?
Just push that button.
Okay, it's on now. It's on. We've got power. All right. So we just come back from the Youth Ablaze, and one of the biggest questions is always on people's mind, like Michael Shane said this morning, well, how long is it going to last? Well, it can last. It doesn't have to end. It can keep going. Just because you're young doesn't mean you have to quit. You can keep it going. If you fall, get back up. If you knew how many times that older people, adults, fall, but you just don't see it. You don't see it because most of the time our sins and our shortcomings are hid behind doors. We don't see it. But the teens, everything, and the younger folks, the things when you fall or when you let people down, they see it. And that's why it's so discouraging. And so I want to talk tonight about being defeated. And we don't have to be. Let's pray. Well, let's read first Psalms 137. Verse 1, the Bible says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us a song. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord, you'd help me. God, I pray you'd set me aside just for a few minutes, Lord. I know it's easy to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And, Lord, I want to be a help. I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want to help encourage. And, Lord, I know you're coming back soon, Lord.
Amen.
It would be all right with me if it was right now. It would be all right if it was tonight, God. Well, Lord, if not, I pray you'd help us to encourage one another and support one another. And, Lord, I just thank you, and I just pray you'd be with me. And I'll plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name I ask it. Amen.
Amen.
So, number one, first thing you're going to see in this passage is that they weren't supposed to be defeated. Look at Leviticus chapter number 26. They're sitting down by the rivers of Babylon. That's the first thing you see is they're sat down. They're defeated. The Bible tells you to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore with your loins girt about with truth. You're supposed to be standing. Leviticus 26. You've got an opportunity to do something for the Lord and stand, but what happens is we feel defeated. Things don't go the way that we thought they were going to go. And then we sit down for a little while, and we're defeated. Psalms, where am I at? Genesis, Leviticus, I'm sorry, I'm wrong book. Leviticus 26. Just give me a few minutes. I get wound up. A little bit nervous. Psalms 20, Leviticus 26, and look at verse number 7. The Bible said, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and it will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. You see here in Leviticus that God had made a covenant with them. They weren't supposed to be defeated. They weren't supposed to sit down. They weren't supposed to be defeated. That Bible, that book of that Bible said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. You're not supposed to be defeated tonight.
Amen.
You're not supposed to lose a battle. You're not supposed to lose none.
Amen.
You'll lose some, but you're not supposed to lose any.
Right.
You're supposed to be in this book. You're supposed to be in this book reading.
Amen.
And what I want to tell you tonight is these Israelites in Psalms, you see here David or whoever it is writing this psalm, is that they're sitting down by the rivers of Babylon. And I want to say tonight that they hung their harps on a willow. And you know something in the Bible, your harp represents your praise to God.
That's right.
And so with your praise hung up on the willows, and you're not praising God, you're defeated, what are you really doing? That's a good question. What are you really doing? You're not supposed to be defeated. And I want you to think about this. I want you to picture this in your mind for a moment, is that the kingdom of Babylon wasn't just any ordinary kingdom. It was a territory. It was a province. It was Syria, Assyria, the Medes, Persia, Babylonia. It was a great kingdom. And you young folks, and even you older folks, you're seeing what's going on. You see the hand of God moving in your life. And what you do is you see something comes your way. And you get discouraged, and you get defeated, and you sit down. And you hang your heart. That's it. I'm done. It's over with. Well, what I'm telling you tonight is you don't have to be that way.
That's right.
You don't have to lose a battle. The Bible says in Romans 8:31, what shall we say unto these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You're not supposed to lose. And I want to tell you, this weekend we were at the Youth of Blaze. We had a good time. It was fired up. Youth rally is going to come. You're going to get fired up. August revival is going to come. You're going to get fired up. Now imagine that you're one of these Israelites and you're sitting down by this river. Imagine the utter disgust and the detest in your stomach and how you would feel. Remember in Solomon's temple, these Israelites had this great temple, where they worshiped God, where God met with them. And God met with them. And here they are sitting by the rivers of Babylon defeated because they didn't praise God. They didn't worship God. They didn't serve him. They were defeated. And you don't have to be. You remember when you were winning? Do you remember the night when you won some battles? You remember the night when the Lord done some things for you? When he brought you out of Egypt? You remember when you got saved? Do you remember what the Lord did for you? If he did it then, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. You're not supposed to lose. We're not supposed to be defeated. We know what the book says. We already want to win. We know what the end of the book says. But if you're not in this book, you're defeated already.
Amen.
And you need to read this book. And you need to understand some things. You see, all the way back in the beginning in Genesis chapter number 3, he said, and we heard the voice of the Lord walking through the cool of the day. You see that the fellowship, the walk with God has to do with his words. And the fellowship that you're going to have to do with God has to get in this book.
Amen.
If you're not in this book, you're going to be defeated. Imagine when you're out in the world and you're sitting out there and your friends are mocking you, laughing at you, and say, remember when you went to them youth rallies? Remember when you went to all those big events that you told us you were going to do big things? And here you are, you're sitting down here defeated, and they're mocking you. Why are they mocking you? Because you're defeated.
Amen.
You're defeated. Imagine how you would feel remembering all the youth rallies. Imagine that you're out in the world and you're stuck out there and you're hooked on dope and you're hooked on drugs and you're hooked on all these things of the world and you're sitting there defeated. Imagine how you're going to feel when you remember that night when you were down at this very altar weeping and crying out to God and begging him to do something for your family. And you cried out to him and then here you are defeated. Why? Why are we defeated? We're victorious people. We may be needy. We may have some things that we need to ask the Lord to help us with. But I'm telling you tonight, you can win. You can win these battles.
That's right.
He's pulled greater men out than me. He's pulled greater men out than him. And he can do it for you.
Amen.
You don't have to sit down. Stand up.
Amen.
Stand up and serve the Lord. You don't have to be defeated when you go to school. You don't have to hang your head down.
Amen.
Hold that book up high.
Amen.
This book will save your life.
Amen.
It'll change your life.
Yeah.
You got to get in it.
Amen.
Parents, let's encourage the kids to get in the book. Encourage them to get into it. It's not just the Proverbs a day. It's not just the Psalms a day. Every single day. How often do you eat? I'm looking at you. I can see you eat a lot. I can see we eat a lot. We were keto teetoing all weekend. I gained 6 pounds. We eat a lot. If you eat as much as you read the Bible, as much as you eat, you'd be a scholar. You'd be a genius. You'd walk with the Lord all the time. Imagine how you'd feel remembering your friends at the youth rally. Imagine how you'd feel looking back and you're in the hog pen. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like out there? I remember what it's like. I don't want to go back.
Amen.
And I don't want to see nobody in this church go back.
Amen.
You got to get it together tonight. You got to make some decisions tonight.
That's right, brother.
Where are we at?
Amen.
Where are we at tonight? We're at a crossroads. You say, well, I'm not making a decision. You've made your choice. Your heart's hardened. Why? Because you're not in the book. You come into church Sunday morning. You say, come on, bless me, preacher. Bless me. Fill me up. You're not doing your job. If you're not in this book, go outside tonight. Go out to this ground trying to dig something up and plant something. See how effective it is when the cold ground and it's hard and there's no moisture and it's not tilled up. Get in the book. You start reading this book. It starts tilling that ground up.
That's good.
It starts tilling it up and starts softening it up. Starts softening up your heart. And then when you come in, the old seed thief, the devil's not going to be able to steal the word from you. You come in here, you're like an adamant stone. You're just sitting here like this. I see you. When the preaching gets on, how many of you don't even know you're led by the devil sometimes? As soon as the preaching gets going on and you watch somebody get in a conviction, first thing you do, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go to this. I got to do this. Let me hang out in the hallway. Let me do all these other things except for be around the Word of God.
Amen.
You're grieving the Holy Spirit of God, and you don't know no different because you're not in the book.
Amen.
You're not reading it.
Amen.
You're going to be defeated if you don't get in this book.
Amen.
There's no other option. There's no other option. The only other option is defeat. Parents, listen to me. Get your kids in the book.
That's right.
Get them off the stinking PlayStation. Get them off the social media. Get them off that stinking, dirty Facebook. It ain't nothing but filth. Amen. You ought to be ashamed of yourself if you're letting your teenage child on there. Amen. You ought to be ashamed. And what else you want me to say about it? It's filthy. Amen. It's filthy. It's disgusting. We don't have cable television in our house, but we'll look at everything on Google. We'll look at everything on Facebook. Amen. You're no different. Just go down to Comcast and tell them, hook me up with some Xfinity right now. It's the same thing. It ain't no different. Stop with the holier than thou attitude, because guess what? You're doing the same thing. It's the same stinking thing. You know why they were defeated? They sat down.
Yeah.
It's time to stand up. If we ever, Christians, if we ever have a time when we need to stand up for the Word of God, it's now. It's right now. It ain't tomorrow. It ain't yesterday. It's right now.
Amen.
You need to stand up. That Bible says stand. I haven't found one place in this Bible where you're commanded to sit down. Amen. Show me one place where it said take a nap. Show me one place where the devil don't take a nap. The devil's working overtime for your kids.
Right.
He wants my kids. He wants yours. You going to let him have them?
Yeah.
Where's the line at?
That's right. Amen.
Where's the line at? There's a line where you've crossed that line. And it's so easy to get out there, brother.
That's right.
But it's hard getting back.
Amen.
It's real hard getting back.
Amen.
I'm telling you, everything in you will tell you, don't go back. They're talking about me. You can be in the church. You can, how many times I've seen it? All the time. People in church, oh, they're talking about me. Oh, they're saying this. Who gives a care, man? Who cares?
Amen.
Who cares? I'm not serving you.
Right.
We're serving Jesus Christ. He's the one that died for you.
Amen.
He's the one that shed his blood for you.
Amen.
It's time to make a change. It's time to decide to make your stand tonight. You got opportunity after opportunity to go out here. I go out here every Sunday morning, go down to this stinking library and go down there. Sometimes there ain't nobody there, but guess what? We're going to go back. You could go. You could find a street corner to stand on. You could go find somewhere. You don't have to tell nobody. Just go.
That's right.
Just go, man. Witness to people.
Amen.
Talk to them. Tell them that Jesus Christ died for you.
Amen.
Hey, listen, if Josh comes up here and he's getting ready to get shot and I jump in front of him and his dad don't tell him, hey, that man died for my son. That man died for my son. He'd walk around ashamed to tell people that I died for him?
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to be?
Yeah.
Brother, listen, I'm telling you tonight, if a man died for you, you ought to tell somebody about it.
Amen.
You ought to not be ashamed. You know who ought to be ashamed? The ones that aren't talking about Jesus Christ. You know who ought to be ashamed? The ones that aren't reading their Bible. The ones that aren't witnessing for Jesus Christ. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be. And if you're not telling your friends and you're not helping your brothers and sisters in the Lord, you're kicking them when they're down. You ought to be ashamed. You ought to be helping them up.
Amen.
Brethren, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Amen.
And love and charity and long-suffering. Jesus Christ was long-suffering with you, wasn't he?
Amen.
He sure was with me. I deserve to be in hell right now.
Amen.
Right now. They were defeated because they sat down. You know what? They gave up. They weren't even trying to escape. They weren't trying to get away. They were in bondage. And they said, fine, that's it. I'm in bondage. Here I am. That's it. You got a great deliverer. You got a great Savior you can call on. The Bible said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. All you got to do is call him.
That's
it's
right.
Simple. It's easy. He's there all the time. Guess what? I said the devil is on the job 24-7. Guess what?
Yeah.
The Lord's on the job too. And he's still on the throne. He didn't go into the sinning business.
Amen.
He's still there. He's faithful and just. You know something? Some of us in this church, our hearts are so hard that you won't even confess your sins to the Lord.
Right.
That book of the Bible said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know what? A murderer can confess. A murderer can confess it was sin. They do it all the time. Yeah, I killed him. I'd do it again if I had an opportunity. That's a confession.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible said, confess. It starts with confession. You say, well, I'm not really sorry about it, but you know it's wrong.
That's right.
You know it's wrong.
Right.
You know it's wrong not reading your Bible. You know it's wrong not going street preaching. You know it's wrong not witnessing for the Lord. And I'm not talking about going out to the bar with us on Saturday night and preaching down there. I know that takes a different kind of person. I understand. People got stuff to do. But what about the daytime?
Yeah.
What about Saturday? What about going door knocking?
Amen.
There's plenty of buses out here. How many buses we got? Seven?
Seven
buses out here.
Amen.
There's a great work to be done, and there's a great need.
That's right. Amen.
What are we doing with what we got? We're defeated because we haven't even tried.
Much is given, much is required.
That's right. So let me ask you, are you still fighting? That's a good question. Examination time. Are you still fighting?
Amen.
Are you fighting the enemy? Are you fighting for your children? Are you fighting for these bus kids? Are you fighting for your mom? Are you fighting for your sister?
Amen.
I got a brother and sister that are wicked as hell, man. And they were raised in a good Bible-believing church.
Yeah.
Wicked as hell. My brother's an atheist. He thinks we came from, I don't know where he thinks we came from. I sent him a picture of my son standing up here in the pulpit, and he says, don't send me that filth no more. Who are we fighting for?
Amen.
That could be your son, mothers,
right.
Fathers. That could be your son.
Right.
That could be your stepson. That could be your stepdaughter. That could be your cousin. Are we fighting?
Yeah.
Or are we giving up? Are we laying down?
Yeah.
Laying down on the job, or are you going to fight?
Amen.
Number two, who are you fighting? The fight's not in here.
Amen.
Fight's out there.
Yeah.
It might have been on the ground the other night. It might have been on the Greyhound, but we bypassed that. Anyway, the fight's not in here. The fight's outside. The fight's out there. Like Brother Dave said, go shoot at somebody. I mean, not literally, but if you're here Wednesday night, go shoot at them. Go tell them about Jesus Christ. Tell them what he could do for them. Tell them the great things that he's done.
Amen.
It'll help you. You know what? I'm telling you, public ministry is like a spiritual steroid for growth.
Amen.
You want to grow? You want to get closer to God? Go out to the hedges and the highways and bear reproach.
That's right.
Outside the camp. Jesus Christ went outside the camp. They took him outside the camp and they whooped him. And they crowned him with a crown of thorns. You know the whole story. I can be as dramatic about it as I want. But deep down in your heart, you already know. You already know what he did for him. You're denying it. Every time that you have an opportunity to witness to somebody, and you know the Holy Spirit of God is telling you, witness to him. Go tell him. You know what you're saying? Say, forget you, God. Thanks for what you did for me, but that's it. You don't care. And I'm telling you, that's what it leads to defeat. You know how you're not going to be defeated? It's getting in this book and witnessing for Jesus Christ.
Get in the fight.
Amen. Get in the fight. The Bible says,
amen.
1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, as he's not the lion. He's not the lion of Judah. He's not the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's a fake.
Amen.
He's an imitator. He's a liar.
Amen.
He's a seed thief. He wants to wreck your life, kids.
Amen.
He wants to make you cry all night, mama. He wants you to be crying all night over your little baby boy. Why? Because he's as a roaring lion. He's an imitator.
Yeah.
He's not even the real thing.
Right.
He's a fake. He's a phony. The devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, back in the summer, I was having a real hard time. Real hard time keeping it together. We were driving that van all over. Saturday night we were street preaching. Sunday morning it was on. I'd leave the house at 7 o'clock and ask my wife, I'm not lying, I'd leave the house at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. I wouldn't get home until 11:30. I'd get back up at 4 and go to work. It was wearing me down. Brother Jay came to me and he said something profound. He said, you know when the devil comes at you? The Bible says he's as a roaring lion. He says, you know what a lion does? He seeks the weakest prey. And then he attacks.
Amen.
You know why you're going to be weak and get attacked? Because you're not getting in the book.
Amen.
You're not getting in the book. It's not, oh, I read the book. I read the book 50 times. It's not, oh, I read one chapter. It's get in the book and let the Lord talk to you.
Amen.
Let the Lord speak to you. Let him guide you and direct you. You know what? My heart was hard. My heart was hard. I went to that youth ablaze and I was praying the whole time. 2 weeks before, I said, God, soften my heart. I can't do it. I can't get my heart. I couldn't get my heart to soften up. I was mad. I was mad for no reason. It was just every day, we need that word of God to tear that ground up, to soften us up so we can feel. You say, well, I'm not with the feelings. Well, the Bible says some being past feelings. You got to have some feelings. But if it don't line up with the book, so how are you going to know? You say, well, I feel like doing this or I feel like doing that.
Amen.
What's the book say?
Amen.
If it lines up with the book, it's fine.
Right.
But you don't know because you don't get in the book.
Amen.
This book saved my life.
Amen.
I was by myself when I got saved. I was by myself 6 years ago. I ran around my whole life thinking I was saved because I said some little prayer.
Yeah.
They say with their mouth, they confess me, but their heart is far from me.
Yeah.
All right. So here I am alone by myself, and I read the Proverbs, and I said, man, the best of all my thinking, this is where it's got me. This book saved my life. These words.
Amen.
It said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Get in the book. Get in the fight. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, it gives you your orders. And the last verse in 6:13 says, having done all to stand. Stand. Number two, they wept. The first mention of weeping was in the Bible, was in Genesis 23, when Abraham wept for Sarah over her death. So we see that weeping has something to do with death. It can be a spiritual death. It can be a physical death. But I'm telling you, if you don't get in this book, I'm encouraging you tonight. I know some hard preaching, but I'm encouraging you to get in this book. It'll save your life. It'll turn your life around.
That's right.
It'll rectify some things. It'll reconcile some things. It'll help you. The Bible said in Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. You want to have fellowship with God? It starts with obeying him. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How are you going to have fellowship? How are you going to have good fellowship with your father when you're disobeying orders?
Amen.
You're not studying.
Yes, sir.
Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft.
Amen.
Chew on that for a little bit. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. You know why we're tossed about as children to and fro with no form of doctrine? Because you don't get in the book.
That's right.
I need more book. And guess what? I need one of the biggest topics we were talking about in Pillars was support. I need your support.
Amen.
You need my support. We need preacher support.
Amen.
But ultimately, we're not going to do it without the book.
That's right.
You ain't going to go nowhere. This is all we, listen, this is all we got. This is all we got to know what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And you're not in the book, you don't know what you're supposed to do. So I'd have to imagine they had lost some loved ones in this captivity. We've lost some loved ones along the way. How many more are we willing to lose? How many more are you willing to let go? The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this is the judgment. We've had some people die around here. I remember Brother Keith all the time, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. And it may seem simple to some of you, but it was the biggest blessing to me. I'd try to preach. Brother Mike would give me an opportunity to preach at Seven Pillars, and it would be lousy. I mean, this is probably just as lousy. What I'm saying, I felt like under, when I walked out there, I was like, ah, oh, man, let's try harder next time. And Brother Keith would come up to me and say, proud of you, boy. Proud of you. Proud of you. Hey, man, you don't know what that did for me. You don't know what that did for me. Hey, and you ought to be doing it for your loved ones in here. You ought to be trying to encourage them. I'm not telling them to let them get away with sin. I'm not telling you to encourage them to do wrong. What I'm telling you is that give honor to whom honor's due. They've done something for the Lord, encourage them to keep doing it.
Amen.
I'm not telling them to say, well, you've done such a good job. You know, I'm not telling you don't need no pat on the back. What I'm just saying, every once in a while, encourage somebody. You see them down and out, encourage them.
That's right.
Don't be so quick to kick them.
That's right.
We need each other.
Amen,
this is a dark world, man. It's dark.
Amen.
And we're supposed to be a light. If you're putting out their light, how much light are we showing?
Amen.
There's what in here? Maybe 100 people? If 50 lights are burning and 25 of them are trying to put the other 25 out, there ain't no light shining.
Amen.
How many are we going to lose? Separation. I know that they lost some people and they were separated from some. Imagine your 13-year-old daughter, your 14-year-old daughter separated from you. That's what happens when they get out into the world. That's what happens when divorce happens. That's what happens when we want to do our own thing.
Amen.
Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want. Why do you think like that? Because you're not reading the book.
Right.
You think like that because you're not reading the book. You know something? You can mess up time and time again. But if you're in this book, it's going to bring you back.
Right.
This book will either keep you from sin or sin will keep you from the book.
Amen.
I'm trying to encourage you not to be defeated tonight.
Amen.
Separation. Divorce. Prison, drugs, alcohol, hardened hearts. Why? Because we give up. We quit. We sat down. The enemy came intact. He got one victory on you. All right. He won one battle. Did he win the war? It's not over.
That's right.
It ain't over yet. You're still breathing. You got an opportunity to do something for the Lord. Here's a big one. They probably remember weeping. They probably remember the feast. We talked about that. Remember all the times we've had dinner on the grounds here? Remember all the youth rallies we had? Remember all the times we went out as a group street preaching? Remember all the times you went on visitation? You willing to let all that go?
Amen.
Just to give up. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Maybe there's somebody here tonight that's ready to quit.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging you, fight on.
Amen.
It's not that long. Fight on.
Amen.
Keep on. Keep keeping on. Keep going. It's worth it. It's worth every step of it. I don't care if you got to crawl on your hands and knees to make it. It's worth it. One day the Bible says that we see only darkly through a glass. One day we're going to see Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We're going to see Jesus Christ and we're going to stand before him. And what are you going to say to him? Well, I just gave up because such and such said something about me.
Yeah.
Or I thought they were talking about me.
Yeah.
Or I just gave up because I didn't get that ministry that I wanted. Or I didn't get to do this. There's a lot of things I want to do. But I mean, looking back, I'm not really well equipped for too many things. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, and you ought to be thanking God. The Bible said to give thanks in all things. Thank God that he kept you from it.
Yeah.
Young people tonight, you don't have to quit.
Amen.
You don't have to be ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Right.
He's everything.
Amen.
There's nothing else beside him. There's nothing out there in that world except for filth.
Amen.
There's nothing out there. It's disgusting.
Amen.
Hold on just a little bit longer. You'll get through it.
Right.
The Bible said resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Why? Because he's a coward.
Right.
He's not afraid of you. But he runs in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Your big brother, your father. There's nothing like him, man.
That's
there's
right.
nothing like him. When you're alone, you're alone. You're alone and there's nobody else around, he'll comfort you.
Amen.
When you're alone and you know you've done wrong, you can run back and say, oh, God, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm sorry, God.
Amen.
I know there's been so many times I got down on my face alone and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I've done it again.
Amen.
I've done it again. God, forgive me. Hey, he's faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He He's faithful. He's worthy. He'll forgive you. He's worth serving. He's worth it. He'll be worth every step of the way. Every mile when you look back, when your children are out in the world and you're down in your face and you're praying, God, help them. It's worth fighting for them. It's worth fighting for Pam. I love her. Rode the bus with her. It's worth fighting for Ken. I love him. It's worth fighting for Joe. I love him. It's my brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's worth fighting. Something to fight for.
Amen.
We're in a battle.
Amen.
Don't quit. Don't quit.
Amen.
Missed opportunities. I bet they remembered a lot of missed opportunities they wish they could have done. A lot of times they're in captivity. Here they are. They're getting ready to go. When they see the big palace, they see all the idols and all the Baal worship and everything going on in Babylon. They're thinking, my God, what's going on? And I bet some of you right now probably think it's a big joke. You think, I can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to get away from this mess. Hearing this redheaded guy, bald redhead with tan suit on up here screaming and shouting. Hey, listen, it's real, man. This fight is real. And it's worth fighting. You got some opportunities to do some things around here. What are you going to do with it? You got a preacher that'll let you get up here and preach. Ain't none of us worthy to stand up here in his shoes. Ain't none of us worthy. We ain't went through some of the stuff he went through. Some of the great men of God that stood in this pulpit, and he lets us come up here and preach.
Amen.
It's an encouragement. It helps us.
Amen.
You got an opportunity you can preach. You got an opportunity you can street preach. I'll take you. Call me. We'll go. I don't care. We'll go. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid to go street preach. I'm not afraid to stand in the corner. I'm more afraid to go into a shortstop 12 o'clock in the afternoon than what I am to go into downtown and preach because I know God's with me. I know that's where he wants me to be at. That's where he wants you to be at. You can go knock on doors. You can pass out tracts. What about your sons and your daughters? Are you teaching them to live for the Lord? Brother Ken hit that nail right on the head this morning. What are we teaching our kids? Are we teaching them to be quitters? Are we teaching them when the times get hard, just lay down? Some of you might not have kids here right now, but one day you will. Some of you young couples are married, just got married. You'll have kids one day. And not only that, these kids in this church are looking up to you. My kids are looking at you.
Amen.
Preacher's grandkids are looking at you.
Amen.
Jay's kids are looking at you.
Yeah.
What are we teaching them? Turn to Deuteronomy 11.
Amen. That's good preaching.
Amen. Lord didn't bring you this far. He didn't bring the children of Israel to the river just to quit, to leave them there. He'll part the waters for you if you'll keep fighting, if you'll keep going. Deuteronomy 11. Let's look at verse 16. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord has given you, giveth you. Verse 18, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart, and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That just about covers it all, folks. There's not one time when you shouldn't be teaching your kids the Word of God. There's not one time when you shouldn't be reflecting back to them. And everything give thanks, and everything point them back to Jesus Christ. That's the answer. And everything you do, you ought to be pointing them back to Jesus Christ. And if you can't, you ought not be doing it.
Amen.
That's the acid test. Can I tell my kids that the Lord approves of this?
Amen.
If I can, it's wrong.
Amen.
This is simple. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house. You know why he said that? So you don't forget. We're forgetful people. And upon thy gates, that's why we put scripture signs in our front yards. Sometimes it's not for other people. Sometimes it's to remind you who you belong to.
Amen.
Sometimes you need to remember who bought you. Sometimes you need to remember what he done for you. That your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. I'm telling you tonight, you got an opportunity. What are you teaching your kids? Are you teaching them to quit? Number three, when you quit or give up, those so-called friends will mock you and humiliate you to the point where you feel like you could never get back up. That's how you feel, ain't it? Some people here tonight, I don't know, maybe I'm just preaching to the walls, but some people here tonight, they feel like I just can't do nothing for the Lord. Maybe I just done so much, all I can do is sit on this pew. Hey, ain't none of us worthy.
Right.
The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one.
Yeah.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who are you comparing yourself to? There's only one person to compare yourself to. You're not going to add up. So press on.
Amen.
Keep fighting. You can get back up. What happens? You start hanging out with the world and start doing the things of the world and start hanging out with them and letting that stuff slip into your house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know I've heard people say, I can't believe this person preaching. I can't believe the preacher preached on that. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, the stuff out there in the world that doesn't get preached on in here, it'll make its way in here.
Amen.
You hear what I'm telling you?
Amen.
The things that don't get preached on in here will make their way in here.
Yeah.
And the world will be in here, and this won't be no different. And you'll have them bus kids coming in here and seeing the same thing in here that they see at home.
Right.
And you will be held accountable for it.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm not the pastor. I'm not a deacon. I'm not this. I'm not that. You're here.
Amen.
You're bringing it in with you.
Amen.
That junk that you're listening to, that music you're listening to,
yeah,
the filth you're watching on the TV.
Amen.
I'm not saying everything's bad. It's not everything is bad. You can have some entertainment, but does it please the Lord? Bible said, for thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
Amen.
For thou hast created all things, and all things were and are created for thy pleasure.
Right.
You were created for God's pleasure.
Amen.
Romans says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I know it's a joke. It's a joke to some people.
Yeah.
It is a joke. Bible said in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God. You know what that word enmity means? It means it's the enemy of God.
Yeah.
It means he hates it.
Right.
He hates some things you're doing.
Yeah.
He hates the people you're hanging out with.
Right.
God do what? Because you know them, they're all right?
Yeah.
Because you know somebody that's doing wrong, oh, that's my cousin, that's my friend, that's my relative. I work with him. That makes it all right?
No.
Who are you?
Amen.
Who are you that God should say it's all right to sin because they do it?
Yeah.
Because they're your friend.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, man. Get real. He's the same, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, he told them to burn down the sodomites' house. He stoned them. You know what he did? He stoned children for rebelling against their parents. And just because it's you or somebody you know it's all right? I don't think so. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. They're your friend? Are you saved? That's a good question. Can a saved person be the enemy of God? He loves you. He's indwelling Holy Spirit. But the Bible said if your friendship with him is the enemy of God. The Bible said the carnal mind is an enmity against God.
Right.
This right here is what gets you in trouble.
Because
you're listening to this and not to this.
Amen.
The Bible said, let this mind be in you also that was in Christ Jesus. This is the mind of Christ.
Right.
Amen. Mirth. What's mirth? Social merriment, hilarity, high excitement. They wanted to get a laugh at your expense. You know what they wanted them Jews to sing them songs for? They wanted to laugh at them. Ha, ha, ha. Where's your God now?
Yeah.
Where's he at? Where's this great deliverer? Where's this Jesus you sing about? Where's this Jesus that you love so much? Let him deliver you if he can. They'll mock you and they'll laugh at you. And that's what they did to Jesus. That's right. That's what they did to Jesus. You think you're better than him?
Yeah.
They hate you. They're not your friend.
Right.
Your friends are in here. Your friends is the body of Christ. Your friends are the ones that are saved. Listen, young people, I'm telling you tonight, I said it the other night on the bus, if a member of your youth group is not living for the Lord, get away from them.
Yeah.
Flee from them. The Bible said flee wickedness. Get away from them.
Amen.
Get away. They want to laugh at you. Number four, how should we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That's a real good question. How are you going to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? They couldn't. You know why they couldn't sing it? They already hung their harps up on a willow.
That's right.
When's the last time you raised your hand and said, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
When's the last time you lifted up your voice like a trumpet and said, hey, praise God, he saved me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he delivered my wife. Hallelujah, he got my kids out of the wickedness that I was in.
Amen.
When's the last time you praised him? Because he's worthy.
Amen.
He's worthy.
Amen.
And if you're not, you ought to be ashamed. It's not the fool running around the church screaming, hallelujah! It ain't him. It's you. You're the fool.
Amen.
The Bible said the fool is head in his heart. There is no God.
Right.
You know what else he said? Fools make a mock at sin.
Right.
You running around playing games, acting like it's good, acting like you can do whatever you want, and nobody will ever know. He equates you to an atheist.
Right.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Fools make a mock at sin.
Amen.
You're no better than a stinking atheist. What you're telling God is, I don't care what you got to say.
Right.
I'm good. I'm good right now. Think about that. That harp represents your praise. Job 30:31, my harp also was turned into mourning. and my organ into the voice of them that weep. You want your praise to be weeping? It can happen.
Yep.
Psalms 51:15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Psalms 52:9, I will praise thee forever. It doesn't stop. It doesn't end. There's no end to his praise.
Amen.
He's worthy for all eternity. Psalms 61:8, so I will sing praise in thy name forever, that I may daily perform thy vows.
Amen.
Psalms 71:6, my praise shall be continually of thee. Revelations 19:5, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Psalms 33:1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. What's comely mean? Decent, suitable, proper, becoming, suited to time, place, circumstance, or persons. That's any time. Praising the Lord Jesus Christ is suitable any time.
Right.
It's proper any time. It's proper in the Walmart. It's proper at the store. How many in you here, and don't even raise your hands, I don't want to know, but how many in you here would go to sit down and eat in a restaurant and be ashamed to pray out loud? God provided that food for you, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Not yourself.
Right.
You didn't earn it. And so, well, I went to work. What do you mean I didn't earn it? God gave you the breath. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yep.
It's all his.
Amen.
How are you going to give him back something that's already his?
Amen.
it's on lease. It's on loan. It's not yours.
Yep.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, present your body as a living sacrifice. How are you going to present your body as a living sacrifice when everything's yours? Mine. It's all mine.
Right.
It's not. It's the Lord's.
Right.
Some of you here tonight, maybe you need to get down on this altar and rededicate yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe you need to get down here tonight and say, you know what? I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to lift my voice up. I'm going to go street preaching. I'm going to go witnessing. I'm going to do something, anything, besides what I'm doing now because it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. You know who you are. I don't know who you are. I'm just preaching what the Lord put on my heart. And put on my heart because why? Because I have the same problem.
Right,
I have the same problem.
That's right.
Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
Get your heart right. That song will be in there.
That's right.
Amen.
In closing, I want to say, when's the last time you really praised the Lord?
Amen.
Do you thank God for salvation? When you really think about it, we preach on hell a lot and we preach on how what we escaped, but you ever stopped and thought about what New Jerusalem's going to be like?
Amen.
You ever thought what it's going to be like to be standing there and they're going, holy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. All the day long, you're hearing it. There's no night there. It's all listen, man, New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride. I'm not worthy. Have you thanked him for your circumstances? You say, what do you mean, brother? Oh, have you thanked him for the bad things?
Amen.
As Christians, we get this thought in our mind that everything bad is from the devil and everything good is from the Lord. Not so.
Amen.
That's not so.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord suffers some things to happen.
Right.
Sometimes he allows some things to happen in your life to keep you from something.
Amen.
Or make you better.
Amen.
You think that Job was doing a bunch of mess? The Lord said, has thou considered my servant?
Yeah.
Some of you don't even want to get in the fight because you're afraid that his circumstances might come your way. It's only a short time. Do you thank him for food?
Amen.
Or do you just get in there and eat like a pig? We were keto cheating when I know. We were this weekend. But really, do you thank him for your food?
Amen.
Do you thank him for clothes? You thank him for the clothes on your back?
Yes, sir.
You say, well, I don't got the newest shoes. I don't got a nice suit. I didn't have one either. Squeaky gave me this one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, you might not have the finest house, you might not have the best car, you might not have the nicest clothes, but you got something.
Amen.
And he's worth thanking. Maybe if you start thanking him for what you got, maybe if you start thanking him for your circumstances, maybe he'll make them better.
Amen.
Bible said, in all things give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Concerning you. Not just me, not just preacher, not just Ken, not just Squeaky, you.
Amen.
From youngest to oldest. That's the will of God for your life. Start giving thanks. And everything. When you stub your toe and your foot's almost broke, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
What's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? Well, rock on, frack on, fling, 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 cuss word, Christian cuss word, Christian cuss word.
Amen.
We think it's all right. And we just come back and say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry for doing it. Are you really?
Yeah,
you confessed it, but are you really sorry? You know why you can confess it? Because the Lord knows you're going to keep doing it. When you really repent, it's a lot easier to try to quit doing something and turn from it. Look at Romans 8. I'm almost done. Romans chapter number 8.
Amen.
This ought to be a help. It ought not be an attack. It's a help. It's a reminder. Maybe some people it's just an encouragement. Maybe you're already doing it. Maybe it's just an encouragement to keep on. Keep on fighting. Don't back down. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You want the victory in your life? Start praising the Lord. You heard the verse in Revelations 4. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. He's worthy. Look at Ephesians 5:15, and this is it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians 5:15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. There's that word again. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know what that thing means? I say it to my kids all the time. I got them a PlayStation 1 year, and they wanted to play that thing. And I said, all right, you read a chapter in your Bible, you can play the game. You play it for a half hour, you turn it off. Next time they come back, you read another chapter. What I wanted to learn is being drunk with something is not just drinking alcohol. It's being consumed with it.
Right.
You start letting something consume you to take you away from God.
Amen.
I know it's done it to me.
Yep.
And I have to get it right. It's a daily reproof. Every day is going to be a battle. I encourage you to keep fighting and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Hey, listen, just going to close with this. Tonight, maybe you need to come and pray. Maybe you need to do business with the Lord. I don't know. It was on my heart. I text a preacher today. I wanted to give this message. Maybe there's somebody here that's ready to quit. Maybe somebody's ready to just lay down and quit. I want to encourage you to keep fighting. Don't quit. Get in the book and start reading it. You say, well, the new year's already passed. It's already started. Well, it's not too late. Get in the book.
Amen.
Three chapters a day ain't nothing. You eat three times a day, read one chapter in the morning. Read one chapter at noon. Read one chapter at night before you go to bed. Devote 5 or 10 minutes to the Lord 3 times a day. Before you know it, you'll start falling in love with this book.
Amen.
It'll change you. Preacher, that's it.